And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Millennial versus Gen X.
We've been doing this. It's been very successful. Today, we've kind of narrowed the category down to TV. So we need a Gen Xer, right. Somebody born between like 65 and 80, loosely, and then a millennial, right. Somebody born after 90.
We are going to start with Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Playing the part of our Gen Xer today. When were you born?
77.
What were like some of your favorite TV shows growing up?
I was kind of a cartoon kid myself.
Yeah, like Saturday morning cartoons when they actually had those?
Yeah,
that was good stuff. All right, let's find out who you're playing against this morning. This is Whitney. Good morning, Whitney.
Hi there.
And when were you born?
I was born in 1990.
And how about you? What were some of your favorite TV shows?
Oh, I like watching Rugrats and Hey Doug.
Cartoons of a different kind,
She's
right?
She's definitely a millennial.
Scott, did you watch the Rugrats at all?
Not really.
No.
So it's also man versus woman. And Whitney, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm on my way to work. I live in Cameron, Missouri.
Okay. Scott, how about you? Where are you at?
I'm actually in North Kansas City.
All right. Let's start with Scott. Okay, so what I'm going to do is give you the TV character's name, and you have to tell me which TV show they're from, okay?
Okay.
Sheldon Lee Cooper. Sheldon Cooper. Which TV show is that character on?
Big Bang Theory.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, nice.
One for Scott.
Good start.
Whitney, the millennial. For you, Tony Maselli. Do you know which TV show Tony Maselli was on? It's the character name.
I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. The first name is actually his real first name. Tony. Tony Maselli. Scott, do you want to steal it from her? Do you know the answer?
Who's the boss?
Who's the boss? Yes, Tony Danza.
Oh, Angela.
I wanted to be Alyssa Milano so bad when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Scott, back to you. Do you know who Farrah Abraham, what show she is on? Farrah Abraham. She was also in a movie, but we're not discussing that currently. That was a different kind of movie.
Yeah.
Farrah Abraham of the millennial generation. Any ideas, Scott?
No, I don't.
Do you know Whitney?
Yes, I do. It's Teen Mom.
She's on Teen Mom.
Oh,
yeah.
Teen Mom.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually her real name, Farrah Abraham.
Yeah.
All right, Whitney, over to you.
Ooh, showed a little bit much of herself after that whole thing.
Showed a lot in a video.
Right.
Kelly Bundy. Do you know which TV show Kelly Bundy was on?
Oh, gosh.
It's the character name. We watched this every Sunday night. Our whole family would get around and watch
Same
this show.
Here, right? This was family viewing TV back in the day.
Which seems inappropriate, really.
I guess. Three's Company.
I'm not that old, but it is not Three's Company. Scott, do you know what show Kelly Bundy was on? Scott?
Married with Children.
Yeah, it was Married with Children.
Married with Children, yes.
It's Christina Applegate that played Kelly Bundy.
Okay.
All right, Scott, back to you. Swiper. Do you know what TV show Swiper is from?
Dora the Explorer.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I'm going to guess you have children.
Yes, I do. Four of them.
All right.
And you've never seen Rugrats? Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable.
Whitney, we'll go back to you for the last Gen X versus Millennial TV version question. Do you know which TV show Kit is from? Kit. K-I-T-T.
A-I-T.
K-I-T-T. You get big bonus points if you can tell me what that stands for, but if you know what TV show it's from.
I don't even know what A-I-T-T is.
K-I-T-T. All right, Scott, do you know which TV show that was from?
That was Knight Rider.
That was his car.
Right.
Do you know what the K-I-T-T stands for? Because I had to look that up.
I thought you said A-I-T-T, like A as an apple.
Would you have known, though, even if it was Kit?
No.
It was Knight Industries 2000 is what Kit stood for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right. I'm sure there was a tie in there. You both got a couple of them, right?
Seems about right. Seems good. We're going to make you both winners. We'll send you to the KC-102.1 screening of Now You See Me 2. There you go. Scott and Whitney, thank you both for playing this morning. Good sports.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day, everybody. Knight Rider, one of the great shows.
You know what's funny? He's still big over in Germany. We went, it's been a year and a half ago, and they still have, like, there's a kit car. When we went to a train station, you know how, like, you can put a quarter into a kid's toy and you can, like, ride in it? They had Kit there.
Oh, yeah,
and you could put a quarter in and you could ride in Kit, and there's still David Hasselhoff stuff all over the place.
They loved him over there. He was huge.
And still is in 2016.
No question, right?
It's crazy.
The reason the guy exists is to be in Germany. His CD sales were through the roof there.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.